Hello to former Australian bowler Stuart Clarke. Stuart, those numbers and words don't sound too good for much play, I wouldn't have thought, on day one of this second test.
Good afternoon, Tony. It doesn't sound great, does it? It sounds as though it's going to be at least a wet and miserable first couple of days. But you never know. I don't want to criticise meteorologists too much, but they can get it wrong from time to time.
Yeah, they can. 21 Sunday and possible morning shower. 23 partly cloudy Monday. 27 on Tuesday and sunny. And 25 mostly sunny on Wednesday for the fifth day if needed. Will we get anywhere close to 5 days, Stuart?
If it rains on the first day,
we probably might, yes.
look, the West Indies are obviously not as good as we'd probably wanted to have hoped, not as good as certainly the teams of the past that we've talked so much about and we reminisce so much about, but the reality is it's what we've got, and you know, it's what we've got to deal with. And I hope people get out on Boxing Day and support strongly, as they will in Melbourne, I'm sure. It's a pretty traditional sort of day. The rest of the day, well, it's going to depend on how the game's going.
I was rapt to hear West Indian coach Phil Simmons come out yesterday and criticise the West Indian Cricket Board for not doing enough in trying to get their top quality players out of BBL and onto the Test arena. I just got a feeling that it's falling on deaf ears.
Well, I think it's falling on deaf ears because I don't think there's a solution to it. And the answer is, I think a lot of the top cricketers would play, but you're going to have to find a way to compensate them financially to get them to pay to play. And you know, you can't sit here and blame the West Indian cricketers because you know they're not as probably lucky or privileged as the Australian, English, South African cricketers, who all attract hefty salaries. They don't make ends meet sometimes. So if you get the opportunity to earn $2, $3, $4 million a year by playing 2020 cricket. Although there's a school of thought that says, well, Test cricket's the ultimate form, you've also got to say that you've only got a limited time in the game. You can't play when you're 60, so you make hay while the sun shines.
No, exactly. And when we speak about the blokes that we're talking about, such as Chris Gayle and the like, I think Gayle's 35 now, isn't he? So, you know, those five-day tests are way past him.
Well, he has played 100 tests.
Yeah.
So you can't sit there and say Chris Gayle hasn't given
exactly.
good service. You know, Brendan McCullum, you know, he's being lauded at the moment, and so he should be. He's been a wonderful cricketer for New Zealand, a wonderful captain, but, you know, he's going to play 100 tests and give it away and get on the 2020 circuit. You can't sort of, you know, if you're going to say, Brendan McCullum, you're doing the right thing, well, what sort of difference does that have to Chris Gayle?
Tell you one of the great things about the 2020 circuit, now, especially with the Big Bash here in Australia, is the fact that in the past we only just got to see the great players from the countries that were actually over here for the summer of cricket. So if it was India touring or whatever it might have been, they're the only internationals we actually saw. But now we're getting to see guys coming over from South Africa, Jacques Callis, getting Sri Lankans, all that sort of stuff. And their international teams aren't involved here because, of course, we're playing the West Indies and New Zealand. So it's just good that we're getting some big names back during the summer.
Well, we are. And look, the Big Bash, it's captured everyone's imagination. We're in season five now. And what started out as a tournament everyone was a bit worried about, and what survived has turned into an absolute juggernaut of commercial success for Cricket Australia, but also for TV success for the Channel 10 network and Fox before that, because the eyeballs viewing the game are astronomical. Even the women's game is being viewed, you know, they're getting numbers like 215,000 and things like that. So, you know, it's certainly a great commercial entity. And you're right, it's a good product because you do get to see some of the greats, past and present. You've got the likes of Callis and Sangakkara and Jay Wardner. Mm. But then you've also got some of the up-and-comings like Aaron Finch and Moses Henriques and people like that that are players of the future.
Do you guys like yourself go back and think, gee whiz, I wish it was as popular as it was when I was playing? I think probably T20 might have just been starting towards the end of your career.
I played in the state version of the competition quite a bit. I would have played 20, 30 games of the state version. I went to the, I think from memory, went to the 2008, I think, World Cup in South Africa. And I remember we all went over thinking, how fun is this going to be? It's a bit of everyone that can slog them is going to make money, bowl a few overs, you get to go to the beach in the afternoon. This will never catch on. Anyways, India create the big the IPL, and all of a sudden the 2020 franchise model is just taking the world by storm. So I got to say, those that were involved in the early stages playing never thought it would end up to transition to what it is now, because you know we all thought it was a bit of fun and this will last for a few weeks, but we were sadly wrong. Well, happily wrong, I suppose, for Cricket Australia.
Yeah, very much so. And I think that's the great thing. There's been talk about the possibility of maybe teams coming in from South Africa and New Zealand into our Big Bash competition down the track. But I've got a feeling that Cricket Australia will resist that as long as they can, because while it's just all Australian teams, the money stays in Australia.
Without doubt. Look, I was involved with the Sixers as the original GM when I finished playing, so I went straight into that and sat through a lot of the initial stages when they were creating it. And there was a lot of talk of teams from India and selling equity to different, the rich or those that had money. And
in that sort of super rugby model, wasn't it?
Yeah, wealthy businessmen. Yeah. Russell. It's a bit like Russell Crowe owns a bit of the South Sydney Rabbitohs in the rugby league competition. Do we get some of the Indians involved? And they've got lots of money and all the rest of it. But Cricket Australia resisted, and rightly so, because they've kept 100% equity in this product, and it's gone from strength to strength.
Yeah, no, good on. Let's talk about issues closer to home, and that's the Australian Test team for the Boxing Day Test. The selectors have got a bit of a headache, haven't they?
Yeah, I think they do. It's a good headache.
It's a great headache.
It's better than the West Indian headache. Yes. Trying to find 11 players, so that's for sure. I think it's the media playing it as a bit of a headache. I think Sean Marsh will miss out.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate for Sean, because he's obviously come off a good 100 down in Hobart, but Usman Khawaja will naturally come back in, and I don't think it's particularly fair to give Joe Burns 2 games and then say no more. You've got to give him a go. So there appears to be a headache on the surface, but I think the selectors within the room would be pretty comfortable, and unfortunately for Sean, he's going to miss out.
So Sean misses out, Khawaja goes to open?
He'll go back to 3.
To 3, okay.
Burns will stay at opening. That's my opinion. There was another thing that came out during the week that we looked at the media schedule for all the Australian cricketers during the course of this week and the lead-up to the Boxing Day Test, and everyone had a million commitments other than Sean Marsh, who didn't have any.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty telltale sign for me that Sean may not have been in favour with the selectors for no fault of his own. It's just a sheer numbers game.
Yeah, exactly. Has Usman Khawaja earned the right to be recalled automatically straight back into the Test team, having only played 11 Tests?
Yeah, that's actually an interesting question. You would have thought, if he hadn't have got the 200s in Brisbane, he probably hadn't have earned the right. I think his form's irresistible, given what we saw with the Big Bash the other night, and the 100 he scored. I appreciate it's a different version of the game, but he looks in sparkling touch. There will be... Look, this is a line ball decision, because there will be people that argue that he doesn't deserve the right, and they've probably got a pretty good case, but in my opinion, from what I've seen in the Brisbane and having played a little bit of cricket with Usman, I think, he's the player of the future. He is a long-term number 3, if given the opportunity. So he has earned the right, yes.
And I suppose, is there an opportunity also that we could see an all-Victorian pace attack for this Test match, being Boland, Siddle and also Pattinson? And would they consider the possibility of resting Hazelwood?
They'll consider it. I don't think they will. There is actually a real possibility that Boland... I'm pretty impressed with Boland too. I think bowls with good pace. He obviously bats well as well. There is a possibility. I don't think they'll leave Hazelwood out. If I was Josh Hazelwood, hasn't played a lot of cricket. He's had 9 or 10 days off since the last Test match. I'd be licking my chops if I've got the West Indian batsman to bowl at.
True.
It's not a game you want to miss. And he's got 50 wickets for the calendar year. He could end up with 60 if he bowls well.
Mate, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy Christmas with the family. I suppose now that you're not part of the Australian setup and all that sort of stuff over the last few years, you've had the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I've gone back to normal Christmas at home rather than down at Crown Casino. But look, it's a great time of year and the kids are running around. I can hear them in the background of my house, tearing the house apart, getting ready. They're really excited. And to everyone listening, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and come on the Aussies on Boxing Day.
Appreciate your time, Stuart. Thank you for that.
Good on you. No worries, mate.
Stuart Clark joining us to have a chat about the upcoming Boxing Day Test between Australia and the West Indies.